Nolte, Netflix Kills a Slew of Woketard Programming. By John Nolte on May 18, 2022. Netflix just announced the death of a slew of woketard shows, including an obvious abomination called Anti-Racist Baby. From far-left Variety. Netflix has pulled the plug on several animated projects, including Wings of Fire, from executive producer Ava DuVernay. Anti-Racist Baby, a series aimed at preschoolers, and With Kind Regards from Kindergarten, a film tailored to youngsters. The streaming service also scrapped Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You, a documentary intended to serve as a companion piece to Stamped from the Beginning, which is a hybrid documentary and scripted feature that delves into race in the United States. Stamped from the Beginning is still moving forward and is currently in post-production. And then Netflix adds this insult to injury. Sources at Netflix stress the decisions not to move forward with these projects were creative rather than cost-related, meaning they would have taken place regardless of the company's slower revenue growth. Translation: even if we were flush with cash, even if we were swimming in a Scrooge McDuck pile of gold, we would have still said, "Get this shit off my lawn." Remember, this is on top of Netflix's recent killing of a piece of woke tartary dreamed up by the insufferably untalented Meghan Markle. Variety says Netflix is still going ahead with other animated projects. Still, these projects sound like they might actually be entertaining. Stuff like Jurassic World, Camp Cretaceous, Kung Fu Panda, The Dragon Knight, and My Dad the Bounty Hunter. Who the hell was the audience for Anti-Racist Baby? And can we all come together for a moment and admit how relieved we are to see anything from Ava DuVernay cancelled? Even the woketards are tired of pretending she has talent. Dare I say Netflix is finally making the right moves? Dare I express a little optimism? Earlier this week, the streamer canned 150 employees. And since the most useless employees are woketard whiners, let's assume a good number of those 150 were indeed woketards. On top of that, just a couple of weeks ago, Netflix killed its woketard blog Tudum, which, as Ace of Spades points out, was almost certainly woketard central. Above all, though, is Netflix has just announced creative policy. Not everyone will like, or agree with, everything on our service. While every title is different, we approach them based on the same set of principles. We support the artistic expression of the creators we choose to work with. We program for a diversity of audiences and tastes. And we let viewers decide what's appropriate for them, versus having Netflix censor specific artists or voices. As employees, we support the principle that Netflix offers a diversity of stories, even if we find some titles counter to our own personal values. Depending on your role, you may need to work on titles you perceive to be harmful. If you'd find it hard to support our content breadth, Netflix may not be the best place for you. Translation: there's the door, you fascist crybullies. The most optimistic way to look at these events is that Netflix has finally figured out that woke equals death. For the last few years, Netflix has literally spent billions of dollars on a massive pile of shit called Netflix Originals. As a result, with rare exceptions, everything Netflix produces is shit. It's all woke shit, and woke is anti-entertainment and anti-human nature. And that's why almost none of Netflix's original programs rank in the streamer's top 10 for more than a few minutes, while the 26-year-old Happy Gilmore has been up there for weeks. I sure hope Netflix has figured out that it needs to stop lecturing and shaming and start inspiring, entertaining, and moving. The woke inmates have run Netflix into a ditch. This has to end. Other than a handful of woketards, everyone hates woke. Everyone. Too many are afraid to say so, but they all hate it. We all hate it. Idiots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.